This particular Christmas, as I was putting things up and Amy was about the house as things were being decorated, and she would ask me, you know, where did this come from and where did that come from? And I kept saying the same thing. My mother made this. My mother made this. My mother made this. And even as I gathered people in for the open house at the parsonage, I was asked, did you make those angels? And I said, no. My mother made them. Did you do this? No, my mother made them. My mother died in 2007, and her sphere of influence is only now created by those who know any of her children, and that we begin to tell the story of a mother who loved us. Even the bread that I so much talk about, my mother is the one who taught me the tradition. So mom is only known to you because she was known to me, and you know me, and I share her story. And I had never realized how much my mother was so much a part of my Christmas story until this particular year, as I had to keep saying, no, my mother made this. My mother made sure that Christmas, even though we were a non-practicing family of faith, my mother made sure that Christmas was the center of our lives around this winter time, so that Christ could creep in many ways, kind of creep in the cracks of modernity to touch our hearts as he touched mine through my mother. But that's my mother's sphere of influence. It will go away in time as people who don't know my mother and generations beyond will have no idea who made that angel that's now falling apart, or the love that was placed in it as she would ship it, because Leo and I were stationed all over the world. Well, he was stationed all over the world, me over the United States. And she would ship these things to me every year, so my collections grew. But her story will be lost at some point. Which gets us to the story that we're here to talk about this morning. The story that we're here to celebrate. The story that has all its traditions. Each of you have a different family tradition around this gift of the babe of Jesus. But if we listened carefully to the words this morning of the scriptures, of how Jesus has been in the very fiber of creation and continues through history, came into flesh in history. We can mark the calendars. We have discrepancies over the dates, but we can mark the calendar when God became flesh. And his sphere of influence continued to grow and grow and grow and grow until today. It spans the world. Yet, today we also have another problem, similar to my problem with my mother. They're claiming that the Church of Jesus Christ is diminishing, that its numbers are dwindling. And I thought, well, what would it be like to celebrate the holiday season and not mention the birth of Jesus Christ? What would it be like if the pews were empty because no one believed? What would it be like if his story was lost? Because we, the messengers of that story, forgot to tell it, forgot to live it, forgot to get excited about it. Did you hear what Tim read in the prophet Isaiah? That excitement of that prophet proclaiming the good news of God. If we don't get excited about the message of a baby in a manger, of a God whose love became incarnate in the world, who went to the cross to die for us and rose again that the world might be saved. If we don't get excited and share that message and share that light in everything we say and do, it will be like my mother's story. At some point, no one will know it. This is the twist. The most amazing thing about God is he says even the rocks will shout. So if we forget to tell creation is going to groan. It's going to groan to the point that we can't not hear it groan. And we have to tell. We have to remember. So on this day, as we get excited about what's under our tree, let's get just as excited about what's in our heart. The love of God. The joy of our Lord. The desire for peace amongst all people. Let us allow God to infuse every moment of this day, this celebration, so that when we leave this place, we leave it shouting for joy from the very fiber of our beings. So that when we say Merry Christmas, we're telling people to be merry from the bottom of their feet to the top of their head, to be merry because Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. So that we might shout joy to the world. And Patricia just got comfortable and now she's got to move so we can sing joy to the world. Because the Lord has come.